This summer, as we know, tensions have boiled over between police and some of the communities they serve. Now, one tactic that police departments are looking at to improve relations is making officers part of those communities. Now, here in Atlanta, there's a new program with that in mind, helping police officers buy houses in the city. WABE's Ellie Yu reports.
Atlanta police officer Mike Costello is one of those guys that still loves vinyl records.
This is precious cargo right here.
It's moving day. Things are still in boxes scattered around his new house, but he already has his records neatly lined up on shelves.
But I got some new ones, and I have a lot of classic things I stole from my parents, and hit some thrift stores, criminal records, wax and facts in level 5. You know,
so. Costello's a New Jersey native, so naturally he picks out Bruce Springsteen to help him and his family unpack. Costello recently bought this house in the city's Edgewood neighborhood on the east side of Atlanta. It's one of those 40s bungalows, 3 bedrooms, hardwood floors.
Kitchen, nice open, I love it. Stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, a lot of cabinet space.
But this house had once been blighted property. That's before the Atlanta Police Foundation helped to renovate it as part of a new program meant to incentivize officers to live within the city's limits. Costello says he's been eyeing the neighborhood for a while, but prices were out of reach.
I didn't really dream of owning a home before I was 30, so I'm very happy about it.
Costello is 28. He got the house below market, and the foundation helped him with closing costs. He also gets $300 a month as a stipend. In exchange, he's supposed to go to neighborhood meetings and do what are known as knock and talks.
I'll just be going up to people's houses, knocking on the door. Hopefully they'll want to speak to me. It is a positive visit. I'm not executing a search warrant or anything like that. I really just want to get to know them, get to know their families, what they do, how long they've lived in Edgewood.
Getting police officers to know their communities and residents to know them, not just for an arrest or a 911 call, is one of the goals of the program, says Marlon Trone. He's with the Atlanta Police Foundation.
What we hope to create is to allow the average Joe citizen to see, you know, they're your neighbors. You know, they are there to protect, and they're also there to serve.
But Trone says less than 25% of Atlanta police actually live within city limits. He hopes the housing program will help shift that.
We're trying desperately to change the culture, change the percentage.
That can be hard to do because Atlanta doesn't require its officers to live in the city. Ronald Surpass teaches criminal justice at Loyola University.
Many cities and states in the country have prohibited what's called residency laws, where an employee has to work inside the city limits. And that's pretty much a bygone era. So most officers now in many departments can choose to live wherever they like.
Surpass used to be the police chief of New Orleans. From his own experience, he says it's good public policy to have officers live where they work because they'll have a vested interest.
Now, there's some disconnect on that in some people's minds in the nation. And one is that, well, I'm a police officer. I choose to work there. Where I live has nothing to do with the quality of service I provide. That's an incredibly valid point. But it's also an incredibly valid point that if you do live in the city, you may see things in a slightly different way.
In Officer Costello's neighborhood, he's one of the newer homeowners. Diane Lewis has been living on the street for about 18 years. When she first came,
I told you the street was a boom, boom, bang, bang at nighttime. But it has really changed.
These days, she feels safe here, but she still welcomes Costello.
Knowing I can come out my door and if anything happened, he's right across the street. It'll make me feel safer.
Costello says he'll have an open door policy and looks forward to being part of this community.
I think this program humanizes police a little bit more because you're going to see me out here. I'm going to be sweeping the sidewalks, cutting the grass, grilling a steak on the deck. I pay a mortgage and I have a family and I'm just like everybody else. It's just that, you know, sometimes my job calls for making arrests, which is not typical of a regular 9-to-5.
Costello's house is the first of what the Atlanta Police Foundation plans to be a citywide program. The next step, 5 houses on the city's west side near English Avenue, where construction is underway. LEU, WABE News.
Night in less than 2 years. More information at ugamba.com.
From AtlantaPlanet.com, here's a look at some upcoming arts events. The 8th Annual Atlanta African Dance and Drum Festival is this weekend. The concert for that is Saturday at 8